is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Shealy, I was at a meetup, USA Prepares meetup, about a month ago, and one of our class members had handed me a stack of business cards, and they were black and white. And on the business cards, it said, support OAS2014.com. That stands for Operation American Spring. Now, Operation American Spring is an event in Washington, D.C., where people are going to visit Washington, D.C. It started out as a protest. It's like, you know what, we're not happy, and we would like a significant change at the highest levels of our government. And we're just trying to show the government that we're serious. We want to change. It was to be peaceful. And well, one of our students brought in these cards, and she handed them to me for me to give out at the meetup at Ziggy's. And I said, thank you. I've got something I'd like to say about this. So I held this stack in my hand, and I said, look, I have interviewed Colonel Harry Reilly on this broadcast for 1 hour, and so have many other broadcasters whom I know. And after the broadcast, I was on the phone with Colonel Harry Reilly, and I asked him some questions, like, so you're going to Washington, and how long are you going to stay? Well, until, really? You're going to stay until? You have no plan to leave? No. All right, what about bathrooms? Well, everyone's left to his or her own devices. Where are they going to stay? Well, that's up to whoever goes. What about communications? Well, we haven't arranged that. Is there going to be any speeches? No, we haven't arranged that. So, Dr. Shealy, this is very, very serious because there's no plan. They're going to Washington, and it's kind of like Occupy Washington. And I said to Colonel Reilly off the air, I said, look, do you realize that, number one, they're going to laugh at you? They're going to say, you know, these guys are here, they've got no plan. And by the way, they're getting to be a nuisance. And I said, don't you think that the Capitol Police will be there and maybe the National Guard will be there the next day? Or maybe they're going to be there ready for you. And day number two, they're going to start moving you out. And what about the bonus army? Do you remember what happened to the bonus army where General George S. Patton, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and Douglas MacArthur all came in and burned out the camp of the veterans of World War I because they wanted their bonus that was promised to them for staying.
Yeah, have you seen that on television? I saw a video on it, over a year ago, I think. It was unbelievably awful.
Right. I did not see it, but I certainly have read about it. And, I've seen the still pictures of it. And what I said to Colonel Harry Reilly is, remember the bonus army? And he knew all about it. Of course, he's a military guy. He's a retired military guy. I said, look, I'm concerned that that's going to happen. You know, it's when you talk about the government not using the military against us, well, they already have. Okay. And they have. So they fired and they killed. They brought in the tanks. They brought in the cavalry. Against we the people, the veterans of World War I during the Great Depression. And why did these guys protest? Why did the bonus army, the people who were promised a bonus of $1,000 to be paid before 1945, why did they go to Washington? Because they were starving from the Great Depression. They had nothing to eat. They lost their homes, their jobs. The fabric of America was falling apart. And these guys said, hey, you know, that $1,000 would really be good right now. Can we have it now? That's what they wanted. And the president said no. Congress said no. And they brought in the cavalry and the tanks. And they fired and killed killed veterans. I believe six of them were killed. It's not a lot of people, but even one loss of life is too much. And they burned down the encampment of the people who were staying across the bridge outside of Washington, D.C. They burned them out.
Oh, yeah. So, I literally saw a black and white video of it. And it's no different from Hitler. It's no different from a lot of other bad things that have happened in the world. You know, since, let's face it, the government of this country, for a minimum of 101 years, it really got bad in 1913, I think.
Yes.
But actually, it's been under control of outside forces since the beginning, to some extent. And every president who's been murdered, starting with Lincoln, was murdered because that president disobeyed the committee.
No disagreement, Dr. Shealy. Now, these cards that I have in my hand, I have four of them, and I held up this stack of, you know, maybe an inch thick or maybe 2 inches thick of these cards, and I said, I'm going to take four of these as historical reminders of this event that's going to happen. And then I recommended to the entire group that none attend this event, which starts on Friday. So people are on their way right now. And the reason I said that was, I said, this is not what the intent was, to be, you know, a protest, a peaceful protest. Now, while Colonel Harry Riley saying, don't bring your weapons, I got a call within the last 48 hours. And I'm sure that the government is going to research all my calls, so I'm going to make it easy on them. Within the last 48 hours, there's a woman who is afraid for her life because she was originally involved in this Operation American Spring, and she was going to be involved with feeding the veterans who were going to this event. And she realized, as many of us did, that something was wrong. And that this is turning into a militia type event where people were going to bring their guns and store them in case they're needed. And because of that, she pulled out. And she told me that the FBI has infiltrated Operation American Spring. That has become more of a militia event than a protesters event. And that that there's a possibility that this could be a spark ignited by provocateurs who just might do something as innocuous as light up a firecracker, which might sound like a gunshot that might start the shooting, that might start the Civil War that brings about the Second American Revolution right then and there in Washington.
Well,
now, I've been thinking about how many people would come, and Colonel Harry Riley said there'd be about 1,800,000. This was several months ago. And I'm thinking 1,800,000, that's a wish, you know, to have that many people show up at anything. It's impossible. So what about one-tenth of that, you know, 180,000? Well, I'm thinking maybe 1,000 people might show up. I don't know, but I'm thinking maybe 1,000. And I talked to this lady who was in fear of her life, and she said that there could be 300,000. 300,000 attended this event. That's a lot of people. I don't think any of this is good. I really don't. It's really hard to fix this problem because Washington is not listening to us. Washington doesn't understand. And at the top of the hour, we heard a commercial where they've got this game. And, you know, why don't you fix the debt? Would you like to raise taxes and see if we can fix the financial problems of the United States? What? Raise taxes? We're paying like 70% now, those of us who are paying. That's idiotic. What we really need to do is fire Congress, and we need to stop the spending. And things like, well, you know, we need to buy MRAP, so let's get twice as many as we need and give them away to the sheriffs. I mean, at $1 million apiece. This fiscal irresponsibility is nonsense. And the stress, that's another thing, Dr. Shealy, it's killing we the people by stress because people are losing their homes. They're trying to decide whether they should buy medicine that they might need, or food, or pay the rent or the electric bill. I mean, people are really stressed, and they're unhealthy as a result.
Well, they're unhealthy for many, many, many reasons, Vince, and not the least of which is the food mafia.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. Again, 80% of food available in this country is junk. Have you seen the increasing news about antibiotics?
You sent me an email, Dr. Shealy, and I posted it on the website. Let's go right there. Let's talk about what you're calling the antibiotic plague.
Well, you know, I was aware and have been aware of the overuse of antibiotics for decades, but we now know that any baby who is given antibiotics in the first year of life is likely or has a much higher incidence of developing asthma. We know that when antibiotics were introduced, you know, even penicillin was a phenomenally effective antibiotic 60 years ago. Now, very few antibiotics are that great because of the excess use of them. And the excess use is certainly partly the responsibility of the medical profession. Antibiotics should not be used in minor infections. They should not be used unless there's a real, unequivocal risk to the patient's life of the infection. But the plague is because the pharmacomafia has convinced many, many farmers to use antibiotics in their animals. And so chickens and pigs and heaven only knows what else are raised with antibiotics, which makes them gain weight. Well, there's now increasing evidence that children at any age who've been given a lot of antibiotics are more likely to be fat. More importantly, in adults, it leads to increased obesity, as does the diet that most people eat, but the antibiotics are part of it. And finally, the two more things. Next is autoimmune diseases, everything from multiple sclerosis and all the other autoimmune diseases are increased by frequent use of antibiotics. And finally, the gut. The intestine itself is made dysbiotic, which means it doesn't function well when you've had antibiotics, period, end of report. That's a quick overview.
Let's talk more about that when we come back, Dr. Shealy. I've got a little anecdote about buying chickens and antibiotics. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and Dr. Shuley, I was buying some chickens in Lebanon, Missouri, and as I was wrapping up the sale, the clerk said to me, "Okay, do you have feed?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Okay, do you want the do you need any?" And I said, "Well, I could use some." She said, "Do you want it the medicated type?" I said, "What are most people buying?" She said, "Medicated type." What I'm saying is, Dr. Shuley, medicated chicken feed for newly hatched chicks is supplemented with antibiotics.
Of course. It's junk. Yeah. I mean, it's poison. It's crap. I mean, it's obnoxious. Other than that.
So our chickens go around and they eat in the yard, and they love bugs. I don't know if ticks are their favorite, but they eat them anyway. And they love, actually, I think grasshoppers are their favorite. But maybe because they get, you know, a bigger meal per bug. But they look for natural food, and they produce eggs. That's great. But what I'm saying is the dominant food that's sold for chickens is medicated, antibiotic-laced chicken feed.
Understand? I bought 16 baby chicks a month ago, mm-hmm. and that's the first thing they asked me when I asked for feed. I said, "No, I don't want antibiotic feed."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My chicks are now a month old, and they've not had any antibiotics.
And so did they think that was strange, Dr. Shuley, that you bought feed for your chickens without antibiotics?
Well, they didn't argue because there was a huge crowd there, but you know, at least they're available.
What would be nice to know is I'd like to see the stock in the back, you know, where they keep the feed. I'd like to see the two piles, those, you know, those stacks with antibiotics and those without. And I'll bet you the antibiotic pile is bigger.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they sell more. So
the
then if we're
too.
Mm-hmm. So if we're eating chickens that are fed antibiotics,
we're getting antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And okay, let's add to that story. I know a young man who had acne. And in their refrigerator was a bottle of amoxicillin.
Of course.
And this went on for years. Years. Daily doses, multiple doses per day of amoxicillin for acne. And I don't think it did any good. So why are we prescribing amoxicillin for acne, Dr. Shuley?
Well, actually, it does help some children. There's no question it does decrease. But personally, I'd rather, and, you know, I mean, I don't know how bad yours was. I certainly had it as a teenager, but I wouldn't have taken antibiotics even then. It would have seemed odd to me.
Well, so what do we do if we have a child in our family, and I'm sure there are a lot of our class right now listening to this or have grandchildren or children who either have acne or they think might get it because they're getting to that age. What would you recommend that they do?
Well, first of all, they should avoid a lot of fats and fast foods. I would use Nixol as a spray on the face twice a day. You know, I think that's the safest way to do it.
Okay, so Nixol, N-I-X-A-L-L. That is, you can just search on Nixol, N-I-X-A-L-L. It is a disinfectant, and it's a cleanser. We use it for lots of things around the house, including if we get cuts, if our animals get wounds. It doesn't sting, doesn't burn, and it works great. So I have a little spray. I've got it right in the studio. I keep, and I use it as deodorant. That was something I wanted to ask you, Dr. Shuley. When I was at the university back in the 1970s, I had a discussion with about some of these new products that were coming out. And there were a lot of feminine hygiene products that were coming out. And I remember talking to one of my fellow students, and she said, oh, if it's a new product, I'm going to try it. And they were talking about antiperspirants, feminine hygiene products. And I'm thinking, really? You would just try it because it's new? And she said yes. So my question is, with the aluminum compounds that are in antiperspirant products that you apply under your arms, are you concerned about any potential dangers with those kinds of products, Dr. Shuley? Can you answer that when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements? And then we'll get to methane. So we're talking about antiperspirants, which is different from deodorant, the aluminum contained in them, is it dangerous, and what about other hygiene products? Dr. Shuley and I will be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheely, that was really pretty cool. I just hung up from a telephone call during the break. Emily Wood from KY3 wants to come out to the farm and interview me about this event in Ozark, Missouri, at the Pizza Hut, about the MRAP. Looks like KY3 is concerned about the militarization of the police. Pretty cool. So, class, I want to thank all of you who must have called to make this happen. You must have called KY...
thank heavens for a little humor in life.
So she, I was hanging up on the phone as the intro or the rejoinder was playing, and I was thinking, you know, do I really want them to come to bring the cameras to my farm and interview me at the studio? I mean, so maybe that's what I'll do. But they want to come out like right now. So I don't know. I was hoping I could do a
telephone interview. Hope they don't bring the police with them.
Well, I mean, seriously, if they bring the cameras in here, they'll actually see what the studio's like, and they'll see that I really am armed. And I don't know, but I've got to think about that, and I got to think pretty quickly because in less than 25 minutes, I have to make a decision. But so, Dr. Shealy, we were talking about antiperspirants. Now, that's different from deodorant. Deodorant kind of stops the bacteria from making the odor, but antiperspirants kind of plug up the pores, right?
That's right.
And what are your thoughts about the aluminum compounds being applied directly to the skin to stop the...
Poison.
Hmm.
Don't do it.
Poison.
Some suggest a slight increase in breast cancer, among other things.
Okay, so what about the toxicity to the brain? Does it ultimately, if we apply aluminum compounds to our underarms to stop perspiring, which is what the body wants to do, right? It wants to perspire when it needs to, so we stop that. So then we increase the body heat, which is like the wrong thing to do. But does it get into the blood supply? Does it get to the brain? Does it cause, you know, or potentially cause more dementia?
I think so. Although, you know, there's so many things that contribute to that that it's hard for that one. It's just that aluminum is not an essential element. It is only a toxic element. And there's just no reason to. Incidentally, one thing to avoid is those so-called natural stones. Some health food stores are so stupid. They sell a big hunk that is some form of aluminum. And you're supposed to rub that on your arm. Well, it's just as bad as the chemical bottled aluminum.
Dr. Shealy, your audio is a little distorted right now. Is there something
How's
you can
that?
Do to...
Is that okay?
That's great. Yep, that's great. So you were talking about some health food stores sell this stone. And what were you saying about that?
Well, it's a big crystalline stone that is mm-hmm. some form of aluminum. And they claim mm-hmm. it's a, quote, natural antiperspirant and deodorant. Well, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's natural. It does occur in nature, I guess. But aluminum is mm-hmm. toxic. It's a poison. It is worse than fluoride.
Yeah, well, uranium is natural, too.
Yeah, how would you like to rub your arm with a little uranium every day?
So is mercury.
yeah, there are lots of them.
So, and I guess the point here, Dr. Shealy, is, you know, just because something's natural doesn't mean you want to consume it or apply it to your skin.
Yeah, so
there are. Yes, yeah, and we had a little meet and greet over the weekend at the Big Bear Resort. The Dollarhite family put it on, John and Judy Dollarhite, and so we're all there, and we went out for a walk outside the back door of this event hall, and we looked at plants, you know, edible plants, and they're like, don't eat this one because this one's hemlock, you know. So yeah, and that's natural too. And people have been poisoned, you know, to death by eating hemlock. So just because something says natural does not mean it's good for you. And I just want to make sure that very, very clear. Methane, Dr. Shealy, we're talking about sounds that you and I and probably every male on in the country has heard in one men's room or another, and you hear these awful sounds of torture in these stalls, and you mentioned that's methane.
Well, methane, of course, is a byproduct of metabolism, but there are mm-hmm. bacteria in the intestines that are particularly seriously dangerous to our health and well-being, and they produce a huge excess of methane. In fact, they are significant. significantly increased in people who've had a lot of antibiotics, among other things.
Okay, so are you saying that that is a bad sign, or is just it's just an indication that that a person is taking antibiotics?
Well, it's an indication that your gut is not doing an adequate job, and probably that you have, you know, killed off a lot of the natural bacteria.
Okay.
But the methane-producing bacteria increase, among other things, the risk of diabetes, all of the autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, perhaps the best known one for most people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are dangerous things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we're talking about dangerous things, and we're talking about eating right. When a person is hospitalized, and I've seen the food trays that come out from hospital cafeterias, and to me, they don't look like the kind of nutrition that a person should get when they're sick and in the hospital. It seems like, you know, the green beans are just cooked, way beyond where they should be. The mashed potatoes are not even mashed potatoes. They're, you know, out of a can. And the food is really not what I would consider the diet necessary to bring to restore a person's health. Is that my imagination, Dr. Shealy?
No.
Or
it is absolutely unequivocal. But it's been that, now that has been that way for at least the 60-plus years that I've been aware of. For some reason, hospitals have specialized in junk food.
They really have. And, you know, the Jell-O that they serve is, you know, you can get it in blue and green and yellow and orange and red, and it's got all the necessary food colors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so why are they doing that? And you know, if you want, well, no matter what you want, the food is not really good at hospitals. However, when my dad was in a center for rehabilitation from surgery, he went to this place and they served steak, and they served, you know, lean steak. They actually served meals that you could rebuild your body on. And I was really impressed. They actually cared about getting people well, which was completely different from the hospital he was discharged from.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, we've got Sherry. Sherry from Kansas, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy and me, Vin Finelli.
Well, hi, fellas. Dr. Shealy, this is an article that Dr. McCullough published on his site, and it's relevant to what you're talking about because it says a lot about aluminum. It says the name of the article is Sulfate, Sleep, and Sunlight, the Disruptive and Destructive Effects of Heavy Metals and Glyphosate. And it is a very interesting article. It gets into the pineal gland and how pineal gland is involved in making melatonin and sunlight. And she also gets into glyphosate. And then she's got this chart. And it tracks the amount of autism according to school records, the and about vaccines are also on the chart. Or no, she's just got two lines on this chart, but she talks about, you know, the increase in vaccines in the 90s and then the introduction of GMO foods, particularly because a lot of them involved spraying a lot of Roundup on them. You know, but it's a very interesting article. I really encourage you to.
I just found it on the Internet.
Yeah, it's
Sulfate,
you know,
Sleep, and Sunlight, the Disruptive and Destructive Effects of Heavy Metals and Glyphosate.
Glyphosate.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, that's all.
Sherry, before you go away, I'd like to ask a question of Dr. Shealy, and I'd like to have you hear this. Dr. Shealy, when I have eaten corn out of a can, I get stomach eruptus beyond belief. I mean, this is something that, you know, has happened in the last maybe 5-8 years where I cannot eat most corn that comes out of a can anymore. I mean, I really am in intense pain, and I have traced it absolutely to the corn. Are you seeing this, Dr. Shealy? Are you seeing this, Sherry?
Well, I don't eat canned corn, so I haven't, but most commercially available so-called food corn today is genetically modified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over 85%, I believe. Sherry, does that happen to you?
I don't eat canned corn. About the only corn I eat is popcorn. And I don't think they've genetically modified it yet. But on the gut bacteria, I heard this pharmacist say the other day that about a study that they did, and I believe they used mice in it, but using identical twin people, and one of them was fat and one of them wasn't, and they used the gut bacteria from each of them and put them in mice, and the fat ones, the mice got fat. I thought that was interesting.
Dr. Shealy, if you have some thoughts on that, we can get them when we come back. Sherry, thanks so much for your call. Dr. Shealy, you can get to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I've been thinking about, you know, what my answer is. Am I going to allow the news cameras into Studio A here at USAPrepares.com at the farm? And I don't know. I have not decided. And so I may suggest that we go to Ziggy's and do it there. But you know, Dr. Shealy, there's a risk having the cameras in Studio A. Then you know, then the whole world will know exactly the layout. You know, you've been in Studio A. You know what it's like. So it's not like I'm ashamed or embarrassed. It's not it at all. It's not the case. It's a very nice studio. The question is, do I want to subject our family to the increased risk of compromise based on the layout, seeing the layout on television of Studio A here at USAPrepares.com, and have the TV cameras come onto the farm? So I haven't decided, but I may just end up going to Ziggy's. Dr. Shealy, we had an event on the weekend. We talked about soft water. And I engaged in a conversation about, you know, I use soft water here at the farm. I have a water softener, and I flat out cannot taste the addition of the salt in the salt water. And so I was asked, do I put the water in the Berkey water filter after it's been softened or not? So here's the procedure that I use, and I'd like to hear your comments on this. We have a water softener that's set at the absolute minimum setting in order to remove the hardness. And we have a lot of hardness on our water because the water is encased in limestone. So if you don't have a water softener where we are in Missouri, and you wash your dishes, and if you rinse them with hot water, and you that last drop of water will leave a calcium spot on the dishes. And I'm not so concerned about the calcium spot as the amount of calcium in the water. And it will literally clog up a water filter. It will, I'm sorry, a It will literally clog up your hot water heater and cause all kinds of plumbing problems. So we do use soft water here. And I take the soft water and then I then pour it into the Berkey water filter. And that's the water we use for drinking. What are your thoughts on soft water versus not soft water and putting soft water into the Berkey water filter rather than...
40-plus years ago, I read an article that stated that people who drink soft water, naturally soft water, you know, which is most of the western part of the country, have an increased risk of heart disease versus those who drink hard water. So I live in the same kind of very hard water place, and we do not have a water softener. I add a little vinegar to the washing of dishes, and that seems to take care of the calcium stain.
And that makes great sense. So, Dr. Shuley, as long as I can remember, we have had a water softener because we've had a lot of iron in the water, and you can actually smell the iron in the water when I lived on the East Coast from well water, and you can see the stains that iron, you know, the red iron would have in on the toilet fixtures, in the toilet tank, and in the sink, and so forth, on the East Coast. And in here, people would say, you know, your hot water heater won't last more than a couple years.
That's true. We have to replace the elements in our hot water heater on some kind of regular basis. But I prefer that to not drinking normally hard water. I mean, I don't trust the softening agent.
Mm-hmm. And even though the softening agent is just plain salt?
But it's removed calcium and magnesium.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Which is better for you.
Okay. So you would prefer that I drink hard water?
Well, I think it's healthier.
How about this? How about the compromise, Dr. Shuley? If I use soft water for all of the, you know, appliances, the dishwasher and so forth, and drink Berkey filtered
my recommendation
tap water.
For many years has been at least have the cold water faucet in your kitchen be regular hard water.
Okay, that's easy to fix. I know how to do that. I know the plumber. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us. NormShuley.com, NormShuley.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900. Revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.